From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. A big night in presidential politics as Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama battle in Texas, Ohio, Rhode Island, and Vermont. The polls have just closed in the delegate-rich state of Ohio, and NPR is projecting on the Republican side that John McCain has won in Ohio. The Democratic race still too close to call. NPR is also projecting that in Vermont, the winners are John McCain and Barack Obama.
And we're projecting a very late night tonight as results in Texas and also in Ohio are tabulated. West Texas is in the mountain time zone. And we're expecting a slow count in Cuyahoga County or Cayuga County, which is Cleveland, where there have been difficulties with voting machines.
One thing does seem clear, though, and that is that Senator John McCain of Arizona is poised to amass enough delegates tonight to officially claim the Republican nomination. And that's a result that pretty much no one would have predicted, say, last summer when his campaign was falling apart. Joining me now from McCain headquarters in Dallas is NPR's Scott Horsley. And Scott, what's going on there?
Well, Melissa, there's still about 90 minutes to go before the votes are tallied here in Texas, so the McCain supporters haven't gathered yet to celebrate the win in Ohio. But I can tell you that just to the left of the lectern where John McCain will be standing later this evening is a giant blue sign, and on that sign is written the magic number, 1,191 delegates, that he needs to lock up the nomination. Now, I know this because I got here early and I saw the stagehands putting up the sign, but they've now covered it with a blue banner, and obviously there's going to be a dramatic unveiling later this evening.
You heard it here first.
the McCain campaign hopes that tonight's the night they get to take the wraps off that sign.
And make that dramatic splash of having clinched the nomination. How does the McCain campaign proceed from here? Assuming he does get the number of delegates to put him over the top, what does he do now?
Well, of course, some of that's going to depend on what happens on the Democratic side, but he will be out there campaigning. The advisors say that the states where he will be most competitive will depend to some extent on which of the leading Democrats he winds up running against, but they do expect to, as they say, stretch the map beyond the core battleground states of 4 years ago and 8 years ago. John McCain has talked about being competitive in some of the coastal blue states like New Jersey, even California, although a lot of the California pundits I talked to are skeptical that he'll really invest the resources needed to compete there. But over the next few months, he'll sort of be testing the waters in some of those states and seeing what kind of response he can get. And then, of course, once he knows who the Democratic opponent is, going on to the general election.
It does seem that in the last couple of weeks that John McCain has been assuming that his opponent will be Barack Obama. That seems to be where he is directing his line of fire.
He has focused a lot of attention on Senator Obama, as Obama's enjoyed the momentum of nearly a dozen straight primary wins here. But he often will talk about either of the candidates on the Democratic side being a liberal Democrat, and he projects a very stark contrast with his own more conservative Republican views.
Okay, NPR's Scott Horsley at McCain headquarters in Dallas, where they're waiting for a celebration to begin. Thanks a lot, Scott.
Good to be with you, Melissa.
And we're going to check in now, Melissa, with some Ohio Democrats. NPR's Linda Wertheimer is in Akron, specifically. Is it Brico Bar?
That's right. Brico's is a restaurant and bar. Very nice place, a beautiful restaurant in downtown Akron.
And this is the Summit County Democratic Party.
Now, we just saw the mayor came in just a few minutes ago, and all sorts of local folks are gathering. But I must say that the polls closed just a few minutes ago, as you know, and we heard the announcement that John McCain had won Ohio. Not a beep, not a pulse, no reaction, nothing. They're waiting for the Democrats.
Now, first, tell us about conditions in Ohio. We've heard lots about the weather, about long lines. Akron, any news there?
Well, it is miserable. It is about as miserable as you can imagine a day to be to get out and vote. The temperature has hovered of just above freezing all day, and it's pouring rain. So, you know, there's no way to get into a line without getting cold and wet. We checked with several polling places, and they've said they've done steady business all day, with some lines before work, some lines after work. I'm not sure that this weather is going to sustain that high turnout that everyone had been expecting in Ohio. We really have to give the Ohio voters credit if they do come out in this.
And what are you hearing from the voters there about their view of what's at stake in the Democratic primary?
We're here in Akron, which is a labor stronghold and a Democratic stronghold in this state. And we are finding a lot of older voters who've, you know, who were here when Akron was a much more prosperous place than it is now, and who are telling us that they voted for Hillary Clinton because they think she's got the majority, the experience, the leadership. They use all those words. We went to the Donut Depot in Mogador, which is out just outside of Akron, down toward the Goodyear plant, and we found a lot of Hillary support there. We came back into town to the Angel Falls Coffee Company, mm-hmm. which is much nearer the university in a sort of a, you know, artistic, much more liberal community, and we found some Obama support there. Everybody we've talked to has said Hillary is still, they think, running slightly ahead of Obama in the polls, but too close to call.
Okay. Linda Wertheimer in Akron, Ohio. Thanks a lot, Linda.